Hello, English learners. Welcome to Sehun Academy Pods. We hope you really enjoy listening to our audiobooks. Now, you can listen to the book named Water for Life.
Chapter 2, A Word of Water. Today, about 10% of the world's people do not have enough water. In 2025, some people say it will be 35%. Look at our Earth. The third world from the sun. It is a beautiful blue with white in the north and the south. Here and there, there are browns and greens. But most of it is blue, because about 3/4 of it is water, great seas of water. The Pacific has more than half of the world's water in it. Water is perhaps a better name for our world than Earth. The large white places are ice. The Arctic in the north and the Antarctic in the south. When you stand on the ice in the Antarctic, in some places there are 4 kilometers of ice below your feet. 90% of the world's ice is in the Antarctic. In the Arctic, it is different. The ice is a great, thin, flat plate, and it floats on the sea. But Greenland is a large country in the Arctic, and the ice on it is 2 kilometers thick. There is also ice on high mountains everywhere. This ice is fresh water, but the world's seas are salty. This is important because we, the people on Earth, can't live without fresh water. We can't drink water from the seas. Where is the fresh water? So, what is the problem? There is a lot of water on the Earth. There are rivers, there are big lakes, there is rain. But think about it. Let's put the world's water into 100 very big glasses. 97 of those glasses have salt water from the seas in them. That leaves us only 3 glasses of fresh water. But 2 of these 3 glasses are the ice in the north and the south. And that leaves only 1 glass. More than half of the water in the glass is somewhere under the ground. And a lot of the other water is too dirty. We can drink only about 0.05% of the Earth's water. More people, more problems. This doesn't change. There is no new water. But every year, there are about 80 million more people on our Earth, and they all need clean, fresh water. Today, about 10% of the world's people do not have enough water. In 2025, some people say it will be 35%. The biggest problems now are in Africa and the Middle East. But India, Pakistan, and China have very large numbers of people, and these countries are trying to make plans for the future. We don't need water only for people in their homes, of course. Farms, factories use a lot of water, more than homes. But people need food and work. The use of water in the world goes up each year by about 3%. But the number of people in the world goes up by between 1% and 2%. Some countries are using 4 to 8% more water every year. This will have to stop. Pollution is another big problem. Cities, farms, and factories are all polluting the fresh water in rivers and lakes, so people can't drink it. The beginnings of life. But why do we have to have water? All life on this earth came out of the seas. Life began in the water. First, there were very small plants and animals. Then there were plants on the land. About 300 million years later, the first small animals came out of the sea. They used the plants for food. In time, there were more and more animals on the land, and they got bigger and bigger. Today, all people, plants, and animals need water, and they carry it inside them. People are more than 60% water, and some plants are 95% water. We can't live without it. Trees, flowers, animals, birds, and people all die without water. We live the first 9 months of our lives in water. Inside our mothers, when we are born, we come into the earth. But we carry about 40 liters of water with us all the time, inside us. Without it, we die quite quickly. Every day, we lose about 2.5 liters. When the weather's hot, we lose more water, and faster. When we have to put it back, only about half of this water comes from drinking. The other half comes from our food. Water from food. There is a lot of water in the food. When you eat a chicken, 3/4 of the meat is water. Many fruits and vegetables and eggs are nearly all water. When we cook our food in water, that gives us more. Doctors say that we can live for about 3 months without food, but we can only live for about a week without food and water. When we are working hard in hot, dry weather, we can die in hours. We die after we lose 1/4 of the water inside us. But our water has to be fresh and clean before we can drink it. Salt water will make us very ill. Dirty water can give us diseases. We need about 2.5 liters of clean, fresh water every day.